Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to stay with you, to continue to be with you. It's beyond pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. It literally is a dream come true for me. I can't imagine. I hope you're doing something. I hope your business gives you as much enjoyment, as much fulfillment as mine does me, being able to spend time with you and share some ideas, and bring you these incredible Brain Trust members, these really smart people on all these different topics that you and I need to know about, to be able to aggregate all of this for you and to learn for you. And thanks to our corporate partners, be able to make it available to you for free. That's like the hat trick for me, folks. That's like nirvana for me. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to do this, to serve you. And I appreciate your time and your attention, and all of you who've been checking out our website and using it to your advantage. Like crazy, the traffic on our websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz, is just incredible. And I know one of the big reasons is because you are interested in franchising. And that's the reason we have Nick Bibby with us. Nick is an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Bibby Group. He is the world's expert on franchising. And he's with us right now. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you, Jim?
It's good to have you back.
Thank you very much. And by the way, planned or unplanned, your opening statement is the perfect segue for what I'd like to speak to you about this morning.
Nick, nothing I do is accidental. Everything is orchestrated.
Everything is well planned.
Yes, exactly.
I got you. And the reason I say that is in talking about due diligence for buying a franchise,
right?
The research. Most critical elements is first not determining whether a particular franchise is a quality or quality investment, but understanding first what would be best for you and where would you best fit in type of business so that you find happiness filling the role of owning that business.
This is so important, Nick, and I've told my audience about the two universes that we operate in. When we manage our businesses, when we run our businesses, we operate in two parallel universes. One of them is the diaper changing universe. That's where we have to, you know, make payroll, all the details, the accounting, the banking and the cash flow and all that stuff. I call that the diaper changing part of the business. You got to do that, and that's the stuff that will make you never want to come back some days. If you're not in love with this sweet, cuddly, you know, delicious little cherub of a business model that makes you come back and change the diaper the next day, you're not.
In my focus program for emerging entrepreneurs, which is now an online course and extremely affordable, one of the things that I stress is what you just said, and that is if you cannot establish a love affair with your business, because that relationship with a business is no different than any other type of intimate relationship, mm-hmm. And if you cannot establish a loving, caring relationship with that business, you need to not get with that business.
Right.
So I think that's the very first step in any type of franchise purchasing and due diligence first. And I don't think I'm the first to say know thyself.
Right.
So I predicate every counseling and consulting project with an individual interested in buying a franchise with the idea or the concept of first understanding where you will best fit in the world of entrepreneurship. And it's easy to say it, Jim, and it's become a buzz phrase or a buzz thought these days. I labored for a number of years writing the Focus Program for Emerging Entrepreneurs because I was so sick of these five-minute drills and tests found in different entrepreneur-type magazines that would judge you and ultimately kind of funnel you into a particular type of business that might be advertised.
Right.
And to me, nobody, not a broker, not a consultant, certainly not a test. Nothing can tell you what better than that which you can tell yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Focus Program was designed as an insight tool. It's nothing you can get through in 5 minutes. It's going to take you a few weeks. If you do your homework, though, and you think through each tool, at the end of the program, you are left with a word picture, which I call a personal entrepreneurial portrait. And it will pretty darn who you are as a prospective entrepreneur.
And are you then? And are, then are they able to overlay that information, that what they determine there, and then pick out the appropriate franchise for them?
Yes. What it will do is allow them to understand, one, should they be a franchisee, and if not, that's okay, because I mean, there are several different. I'm not telling you anything you don't know in spades, but there are several of entrepreneurs besides being a franchisee. But if they determine that they're going to be a franchisee, they will also be able to determine what area or segment of franchising that might fit in. And there are close to 100 different segments franchising.
So not only will they determine if they are entrepreneurial, they have that ability to be an entrepreneur, they also further have the ability to be a franchise entrepreneur, right? I mean, that's another thing that they've got to find. Then they've got to find the segment. And folks, this is the kind of 1-2-3 crawl, walk, run approaches that are just brilliant. And when I hear Nick talk about this, and I think about people taking these steps that he's recommending, that he's developed, I see people being successful, not failing. That's the beauty of this. 20 after, we'll be right back with Nick Bibby. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. So check those out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, once you come in, use our stuff. Hang out with us. Nick Bibby is our guest. He's all over all of our websites, and he's contributed so much to us over the years, and we appreciate it very much. He's the principal of the Bibby Group. And Nick, give us your website too, please.
It's simple. My last name, Bibby Group, GROUP.com, BibbyGroup.com.
Right. And when we get there, we can find this information, this entrepreneurial profile program that developed and help that will help us to. And of course, this is what you do for a living, right, Nick? I mean, this is what he does, folks. He helps people be successful in choosing a franchise, or maybe I'm sure there's sometimes, Nick, when you tell people, you know what? And you would have told me this 20 years ago. You'd have said, hey, Blassingame, you're not a franchise person. You don't like coloring inside the lines.
I think that not only you're right. One thing I've learned, however, is that people tell themselves these critical phrases, and that's why the Focus Program is so unique. Anyone who diligently goes through the Focus Program will see through for themselves what their personality and what their heart is leaning toward.
Right.
And I think that that's so much more powerful than another person giving direction. But the point is, you're right. One of the best outcomes of finishing the focus program would be to say, I see now that I'm not supposed to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You can get on with your life and not...
You'll clock in tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And
I've said for a long time, one of my most important missions here in what I do is explaining the realities, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly of being a business owner. And if that helps one person decide they want to start a business and two people decide they need to clock in tomorrow, then I'm a happy camper.
We're on the same page. There's too much death and destruction in entrepreneurship among those who should never have done it.
50% in 4 years.
And I think what we don't look at is the total devastation of business failure when you consider a few different people involved in a startup, their families, their investments,
yep.
and the recovery time. And that's something you may hear the statistics, but you never hear the personal horror stories
when
a government comes with their numbers. Numbers are one thing, emotions
sterile.
Are another.
They're sterile. There's no blood on those statistics, but in the real world where families are you know, bankrupt and maybe even split up over it. I mean, I don't want to get too morbid here, but it can be, and it's very important. It's not something you want to enter into as they say, unadvisedly.
That's exactly right, and that's why I think the issue of due diligence is so important, and I split that due diligence process into two pieces. Should I really be in business? What segment of business do I belong in? Then get into business analysis, and I'll sum it up with a very simple phrase I've used for years. Personal planning should always precede business planning.
Say that again.
Precede business planning.
Personal planning should always precede
business planning.
Very well said. And so give us a little bit more on that.
Well, again, understand yourself before you begin to understand a given business. But generally, we put the cart in front of the horse by going to trade shows, franchise shows, buying magazines, jumping on the internet at night and say, ooh, here's a hot business opportunity.
Yeah.
Number one, such thing is a hot business opportunity. You agree?
Exactly.
There's only one thing that's hot for you, that's hot, and that's what's right for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't pop off the internet, and it doesn't slap you in the face when you go to a franchise show. It comes to you after a thorough, hard personal analysis. And then just because five of your neighbors bought, Poncho's Grill doesn't mean that Poncho's Grill is right for you.
Right.
And what might not work for your five neighbors because they're not suited for it might work extremely well for you.
And when you see a business owner driving down the street in their new expensive car, you see them belonging to the nice clubs and owning a nice house and looking like they're rich. Go ask him about or her about how things were 10, 20 years ago, or don't see them driving down the road. Go stand in front of their store before daylight and watch them going in and out before daylight.
Absolutely. We have many people are under the, live under the misconception that as soon as you open the doors to your business, you're going to have a lot more time. It ain't that way.
That's a personal. I can tell you from personal experience, folks, that is the case. I've owned my business, Nick. My golf game has progressively gotten worse.
Well, I don't have one.
Hey, Nick, give us your website again, please.
Bibby, B-I-B-B-Y.
And this information, they can find it at your website, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
Bibby Group is so easy to navigate from the front page, and this one's going to pop out becoming an entrepreneur.
Whatever Nick says, folks, whatever he has, it's top shelf. It's the best. Thanks, Nick. See you next time.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Quick break. Right back after these messages with our good friend Joel Barker.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.